2020 Dems demand Steve King's resignation over remarks on incest and rape. By Hannah Blow on August 14, 2019. Representative Steve King, Arya, is under fire over remarks made about rape and incest during a Westside Conservative Club meeting Wednesday, triggering a handful of 2020 Democrat candidates to call for his resignation. King, who is attempting to make the case for pro-life legislation that excludes exceptions for rape and incest, told the Westside Conservative Club Wednesday that rape and incest have existed throughout human history and argued that the circumstances, no matter how bleak, should not result in the termination of an innocent child. What if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled out anyone who was a product of rape or incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that? King said, according to the Des Moines Register. Considering all the wars and all the rapes and pillages that happened throughout all these different nations, I know that I can't say that I was not a part of a product of that, he continued. It's not the baby's fault for the sin of the father, or of the mother, he added. This is not the first time King's words triggered scrutiny. He came under fire early this year after the New York Times quoted him asking, "White nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language become offensive?" The lawmaker released a statement shortly after, arguing that he is an advocate for Western civilization's values. He also addressed the inference that he supports white supremacy and white nationalism, writing, "I reject those labels and the evil ideology that they define." Republicans and Democrats alike rejected King's initial remarks and responded with a House-passed resolution rebuking King. Additionally, House Republican leaders stripped the Iowa lawmaker of his committee assignments. Steve's remarks are beneath the dignity of the party of Lincoln and the United States of America. His comments call into question whether he will treat all Americans equally, without regard for race and ethnicity, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said in a statement in January. House Republicans are clear, we are all in this together. As fellow citizens equal before God and the law. As Congressman King's fellow citizens, let us hope and pray earnestly that this action will lead to greater reflection and ultimately change on his part, he added. King maintains that the outrage was part of a greater scheme to remove him from office. People think it was an organic media feeding frenzy. But no, it was orchestrated from the beginning, he told the Westside Conservative Club. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, tried to connect King's most recent remarks to the ever-evolving questions surrounding her past, writing, "Gross. This would explain why these weirdos are fixed on smearing me with claims of incest. Projecting their filth, unreal." A handful of Democrat candidates are demanding King's resignation.